las calderas, edición junio.
A mitad de año, ¿cómo estamos?
Bien por acá, bien, bien, bien.
Eso.
No sé, se me pasó tan rápido.
¿Te pasó mal
rápido? Sí. No sé,
no me gusta.
Es como una película de horror, no sé qué hice. Claro, es como... No, y hemos sobrevivido 6 meses.
Hemos sobrevivido. ¿Y se terminó la pandemia?
¿Y se terminó la pandemia?
No, definitivamente 6 meses extraños. Que no sé qué hice, solo sé que se terminó la pandemia.
Y por favor, que no vuelva. Te digo a ti, COVID. ¿Se puede decir COVID o no sé? A usted, señor Piñera, que trajo la pandemia también, le digo, no vuelva. ¿Ve? ¿Cómo estás tú?
Uy, cansado. ¿Qué más puedo decir?
Está ahí sin, fuera de personaje.
¿Oh, qué? ¿Por primera vez fuera de personaje?
Ah, no, no era, ¿cierto?
¿No era yo?
No.
¿Quién soy?
No sé, debería decirlo tú.
¿El señor de la noche?
Y a propósito del señor de la noche, fuera de cámara saludamos a los amigos de Cesante, señor Perillas y señor, tiene que tener un alias.
Señor Verde.
Señor Verde.
Señor Verde.
Señor Perillas, señor Verde. Ahora con estos micrófonos, no sé si te escuchan. Porque antes se escuchaban, allá ahora no sé. Bueno, ahí está nuestra auditoría. Nos podrán comentar cómo si se escuchan o no. Sí. Pero bueno,
entren a Facebook, denle like, compartan.
Sí, estamos saliendo en esta oportunidad por YouTube y por Facebook de Nita Spoiler, para poder. No se ve. Muy bien. Pero es que te agarra el croma.
¿Qué tal?
Te agarra el croma.
Sí. Lo más clarito.
Muy bien, muy bien. ¿No está por ahí mi tablet?
¿No? Parece que no.
No, sí. Lo necesito. Bueno, ya, pero después lo vamos a buscar. Ahora vamos a presentar la película y lo que nos convoca el día de hoy. Porque nos vamos a trasladar al lejano año 1962. A una película que, bueno, si buscan su título, van a encontrar muy poca información. Pero hay un artículo que está robado en varios sitios, textualmente entre uno y otro, peleándose la autoría del título, y que versa más o menos sobre la más increíble película jamás conocida. Porque esta película, en realidad, su impacto fue con muchas películas de culto, y bajo presupuesto es muy a posteriori. Alrededor de los 80 recién empezó a hacerse conocida esta película. Pero aún así no tenía una difusión suficiente, siendo que sentó muchas bases, no tanto para el género del terror, que es donde está enmarcado, sino que para lo que tiene que ver con la fantasía y con los recursos más oníricos.
¿De qué año es?
Del año 62.
¿62?
Película en blanco y negro, llamada El Carnaval de las Almas, The Carnival of Souls. Así que... pongámosle, vamos a la claqueta, luz, cámara, acción, luz, cámara, ahí sí, acción, Don Perilla, póngale play.
Hey, Joe, drag your foot, boy, look what we got here.
Hey, you want to drag, huh? Come on. See that telephone pole? We'll take it, sir, yeah. Yeah, we can take it. I just got a great time. Well, I can talk about it, yeah. Yeah, come on, you want to try?
Sure.
Rev it up. Come on, man, get ready.
Watch me.
Freddy Krueger es la que sería como la... Y Don Verde no está haciendo la pregunta. Sí, sí, de todas maneras sí. Aunque es un poco más concreto el tema de Freddy Krueger. Es una analogía, una época analógica, si se quiere decir, porque es muy concreto lo que hace Freddy Krueger como... como el terror, todo lo que es onírico, en general es mucho más simbólico.
All right, now let's hear your story about how
it happened. It wasn't our fault.
Yeah?
We were the first ones on the bridge, and coming along, following the tracks, and they wanted to get around us, I guess, and they lost control when they dropped
off. You sure you didn't crowd them off? Are you all right?
How'd you get out?
Yeah, put this on. We better get you back to town.
What about the other girl?
I don't remember.
¿Dónde está el número 3?
Dice que contemos que tenemos juguetes nuevos, quizás no se ven porque ahora solamente tenemos uno con micrófono de mano, pero andamos con micrófonos inalámbricos, auspiciados por su publicidad, podría estar aquí.
¿Cuántos píxeles van a hacer por publicidad? ¿Cuántos píxeles van a hacer por publicidad?
¿Cuántos píxeles van a haber contado? Mándenos dinero.
Superior derecha podría poner una publicidad.
También puede ser.
Una imagen. Un GIF.
protegido todavía por derecho. Bueno, toda esta película, por si acaso, si alguien la quiere buscar, está en Amazon
Prime. The accident won't delay your going with it.
No, I'm leaving this morning. There's nothing I can do here.
That's correct. Well, Mary, you'll make a fine organist for that church. Be very satisfying to you, I think.
It's just the Dobson.
Well, it's not quite the attitude for going into church work.
I'm not taking the vows. I'm only going to play the organ.
Want more than that? Of course, it doesn't pay much, but, well, at least it's a start. Are you driving by Benton to see your folks?
No, I can't. No? I must hurry. I've got to leave. I'm going to drive straight through.
Mary, it takes more than intellect to be a musician. Put your soul into it.
Okay.
Good luck, Mary. Stop by and see us the next time you're in.
Thank you. But I'm never coming back.
I don't know about that girl.
How do you mean?
Day before yesterday, she was the only one of three girls to survive an accident. You'd think she'd feel a little something like humbleness or gratitude.
Never know what she thinks. She's always kept pretty much to herself.
Yeah, maybe in her place I'd do the same thing. Just pick up life again.
Well, she's so quiet-like, she fools you. But she's a tough-minded little thing.
I guess that's what it takes to survive. But I still say she's behaving strangely.
Well, if she's got a problem, it'll go right along with her.
Yep.
help you?
Fill it up.
All right.
No me imagino a cuánto había estado la benzina en esos tiempos.
Anything else, lady?
Could you tell me what that big structure is back a few miles by the lake?
Oh, you mean the old bathhouse? Ah, that used to be a pretty risky place in the old days. Then the lake went down and they made a dance hall out of it. Then they put those buildings up out there and made some sort of a carnival there for a while. That's years ago, though. Just stands out there now.
I see. I have an address here of a rooming house. Could you direct me?
Oh, sure. Well, that's just right over here, little way.
Qué buen cambio de escena.
Been saving it for you since I got your letter. Could have rented it yesterday if I'd wanted. Oh, it's fine. It's just about what I expected. I knew you'd like it. There's ain't no regular rooming house, you know. I only got you, Mr. Linden, across the hall. Each room's got its own private bathroom, too. You can take all the baths you want. I'm not one to fuss about things like that. Thank you. I think I'll be quite comfortable. Well, hope you'll stay a while. I'm downstairs in the back part of the house, so if there's anything else you need, guess I'll have to wait till morning.
Claro, así como el primero le dice, no, si tú necesitas algo, tendrá que ser mañana.
Y pone pestillo inmediatamente. Que dijo que llena el tanque, yo creo que tenemos mucha plata.
Mostraba la serie de partituras como ella toca el clavicordio.
And this, Miss Henry, is our pride and joy.
¿Mm? You know, this was made in the same town where I've been studying.
No, creo que el clavicordio es el tipo de partitura que partió. ¿Sí?
Pero si hay un órgano,
¿no? Entonces, estoy diciendo información falsa.
Well, we hope you're going to like it here. We're not the largest church in this area, of course, we have a nice
congregation. Y los órganos suenan góticos.
We'll have to have some sort of reception. They want a meeting.
Couldn't we just skip that?
Skip that? I don't suppose it's an absolute necessity. I don't know
what some of the reasons would say.
But they say I'm a fine organist. That should be enough, shouldn't it?
Well, yes, of course. We'll let it go at that for the time being.
Tiene un libro que dice lo...
clásicos del órgano.
Los clásicos del órgano. Los grandes clásicos.
Mind if I try this now?
I want you to.
Y creo que el instrumento que va a tocar es un...
órgano.
Un órgano.
¿Y ese primer plano al cura?
No.
I'll be next door tonight. If you need me.
inexplicable stirring of soul.
Nothing at all. I practiced all afternoon and it got me in the mood.
You need some fresh air. I've got to make a call out past the lake. Would you like to come along for the ride?
You know that old pavilion out there?
Mm-hmm.
Will we pass it?
Go right by it. Stop and look at it if you like.
I would, with you along.
For your set, no, sister. Oh. Es posible que hayan votado el video por el orden. No, no me sale. Se votaron el video.
Sí, voy a pasar el link de YouTube. Sí, bueno, pero la gente que lo está viendo en YouTube, ahí se ha mantenido impecable.
Pero se ha caído a Facebook. Aquí el equipo lo confirma.
It's been deserted for a long time now.
Will you take me in?
Goodness, no. It isn't safe out there anymore. That's why they put up this barrier.
It'd be very easy to step around it.
What attraction could there be for you out there?
Sí.
I'm not sure.
Está caído totalmente.
I'm a reasonable person, I don't know.
Sí, pero, claro, lo que está conectado.
I want to satisfy myself that the place is nothing more than it appears to be. Would you take me out there?
No. The law has placed it off limits. Wouldn't be very seemly for a minister to break the law, would it?
No. Maybe I can come back some other time.
Shall we go along now?
My new boss, elderly minister. Hey, cool. That must have been a kick in the head. I learned that from my other boarder, Mr. Linden.
Yeah, I compartí.
Oh, but,
está en Facebook.
There ain't no
está en YouTube.
I got some coffee and some sandwich makings left. I could bring you some up after a while. Good. I'll be taking one of those salads you're so generous with. Well, take as many as you want. I ain't one to make a fuss about a thing like that.
Uh-oh, viene una escena de terror. En las tinas siempre pasan cosas terroríficas. Nada.
Nada más terrorífico hacer aseo. ¿Propio?
¿Eso es corporal?
No, pero que te pasa algo de terror mientras estás bañando.
El momento más indefenso de la vida.
Cuando no encontráis la Shala.
I'm John Linden. I'm your neighbor right across the hall.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Hey, I was wondering.
Stand right there.
Introduce myself. I'm Mary Henry. Yeah, I know. I heard you helped Mrs. Thomas German agent in there. Well, I just thought, being able and all this, I haven't eaten anything either. I thought we had to ask you out to dinner.
That's very thoughtful of you, but I can't accept.
I know. You haven't met her or anything yet, but I just thought.
I'm sorry.
Come on,
excuse me.
Look, there's a room at my restaurant right down the street, and I thought, well, I'm the kind of guy who doesn't like to be by himself.
I've
had arrangements to
keep my room tonight. I don't mind calling. It's kind of welcome. Good night, Mr. Lemon. Republicano. Dice que Pancho Malo lo llamó al tiro para. Para entrar en la fila. Sería menos pálido.
Pon el pestillo.
Pon el pestillo, es un viejo. Un fantasma cerdo.
¿El pestillo?
¿O será un fantasma? Sí. Gracias por ir, ¿eh?
Mr. Linden. He has the room across the hall.
No, I mean the other one.
There is no other. Me and you and Mr. Linden. Us three is all there is in this house.
But you might have asked him out there.
You're needing this food. All of that. Maybe you heard
casi
the boys.
Casi un accidente laboral tremendo.
These old houses creak worse than my knees. I saw it. Now, don't talk that way.
Aunque se puede pagar una.
No
hablar de derecho laboral en este momento.
If these old houses, they're big enough so that you could hide a man in
sí,
every corner.
Podría pagar una mutualidad.
You just gotta not let your imagination run away.
Are you going out there?
Well, of course.
Aquí.
There's nobody there.
Now
you just go and eat that sandwich I made for you.
Oh, un pancito.
Don't drink the coffee. Coffee keeps you awake.
Y siempre tiene la onda cuando se va. Sí. Es reamable durante que se va y le tira.
Hay gente que hace. Sí.
¿Sí, para qué le trae café?
Sí, pues si no se la tome.
¿Eh? Mira cómo quedó. Esa no era café. Claro. Esa no es la que usa la primera café.
Oh, vaya. He encontrado algo. Qué amable, es como que si quisiera algo.
Es como que si lo hubiera estado esperando que saliera.
Come on, I don't know all those big words. Just an ordinary guy works in a warehouse, that's all. Makes pretty good money, though. Hey, look, I got a couple of shots left over from last night.
Y trajo... No, thanks. Y trajo un poquito de algo... alcohólico.
Oh, is that what you do? Hey, you mean they pay somebody to play the organ in church?
Un café con whisky en la mañana despierta a todos.
I hope you don't mind about this. I just didn't know you were a church woman.
To me, a church is just a place of business.
Algunos.
Oh, that's a funny way to look at it.
People seem shocked because I took a job in a church, and I regard it simply as a job. I'm a professional organist, and I play for pay, that's all.
Thinking like that, don't that give you a nightmare?
Strange, you should say that.
Maybe a café, eso.
Sí.
Not for that reason, mind you, but I had the strangest feeling last night.
Yeah. I had kind of a lost night myself.
Funny. The world is so different in the daylight. But in the dark, your fantasies get so out of hand. But in the daylight, everything falls back into place again. Let's have no more nights.
Or let's make them more interesting. Hey, how'd you get to be a church organist?
I studied it in college.
I could have gone to college. Yeah, I used to play pretty good football, but they wanted me to take a lot of classes and things, you know?
Well, they're that way.
Well, I'm just as smart as the next guy. Yeah, but I just didn't dig what they were teaching in school, you know? And the thing I hated most was principal product.
Principal product?
Yeah, you know, like a principal product to Brazil, coffee, beans, snake oil, you know, like that. I was in school, I couldn't care less. Now, what I cared about was girls.
Didn't they offer a course in that?
Would have done that, I would have graduated.
Podría ser.
Bueno, manda un mensaje al 4242 si cree que era él.
Come on, what do you think, I'm an alcoholic?
Y si cree que no.
Look, I just like to start the day off in a good mood, that's all.
You must be hilarious by noon.
Look, I'm just the kind of a guy employers want, you know, the happy worker. Come on, now make your morning happy.
This morning, you're exactly what I needed.
You're going to need me in the evening, too. You just don't know it yet.
I'll rinse off these cups.
No. Just spoils the flavor for tomorrow.
Well, thank you for the coffee. It was unsanitary, but delicious.
Well, should have put some of the germ killer inside. Well, I hate to leave early.
I think you can get through the door.
You know, you got the wrong impression of me.
Well, I meant because you had so many things to carry.
Oh. Like I said, I got to leave.
Well, it's been a pleasure, Mr. Linden, but I'm sure you have to get to work.
Well, don't you?
No, I had the whole day free for shopping. Does the hem hang right in back?
We might change the hemline a little. The dress is just fine. Otherwise, it looks very nice.
I'm sure it isn't very chic to take the second dress, but I like it.
We altered a little here to make it straight all the way around. There, do you want to go back to your dressing room?
Qué buen efecto.
I believe I'll have you deliver the dress if you don't mind. I did say I'd take it.
No se oye cuando hablan.
What's the matter with it? What's the matter with everyone? Why don't they answer me?
está pasando?
What is it?
That man.
I didn't mean any harm. I just stopped to get a drink.
No. No. It was that man. That man. There was someone else there. That strange man was there.
Now look, look, you've had a fright. Hysteria won't solve anything. Now control yourself. Look, I'm Dr. Samuels. My office is right across the street. You've had a shock. If you would like my assistance, I'll be glad to offer it.
Thank you. Could I come with you now?
Certainly. I'll take her over to my office. We'll see that she's all right.
It was more than just not being able to hear anything or make contact with anyone. It was as though for a time I didn't exist. As though I had no place in the world. No part of the life around me.
And then you saw this man.
Yes.
You'll excuse my back, but I wanted to get some of that written down.
I must have been talking for an hour.
Anything else? Anything you haven't told me?
That's all there is. That's the whole story. He's been following me. That's all there is to it.
It isn't that simple, though, is it?
What do you mean?
He could hardly have been in the park this afternoon, or one of us men would have seen him. And that night in the hallway, you said yourself that landlady came up a minute later, and she didn't see him, did she?
What are you driving at?
It's been less than a week since you were in a car that crashed into the river. How you got out of that, no one seems to know. But that experience must have been a serious emotional shock.
You think I imagined all of it, don't you? You think I'm insane?
I didn't say that. I don't mean that.
I'm a competent person. If anything, I'm a realist. I'm not given to imagining anything.
Hogwash. All of us imagine things. Have you never heard two men talking behind your back and imagined they were talking about you?
Salud mental en Chile.
Have you never imagined you saw someone you knew and walked up to them and found they were a perfect stranger?
I don't see what this has to do with it.
The point is this. Our imaginations play tricks on us. They often misinterpret what we see and hear. Do you agree?
I suppose so.
If that can happen in ordinary times, go a step further. Look what can happen in a high fever or following a serious emotional shock.
Does it seem possible that I could have imagined all of it?
Does this man, this figure, resemble anyone you've ever known? An acquaintance? Or your father?
No.
You have a boyfriend here or back home?
No, and I have no desire for one.
Never?
No. I'm surprised to find myself saying that. But it's true. I have no desire for the close company of other people.
Have you always felt this way?
I don't know.
Don't you want to join in the things that other people do? Share the experiences of other people?
I don't seem capable of being very close to people. I do feel that perhaps I am trying to reach out for those other things.
Do you feel guilty wanting them?
I don't understand you.
I'm not a psychiatrist, and perhaps I'm being clumsy at all this. But I am suggesting that perhaps this figure represents a guilt feeling.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Maybe. Frankly, I don't know.
Well, I know one thing. My imagination is playing tricks on me. I'm going to put a stop to it.
You're a very strong-willed person, aren't you?
I survived, if that's what you mean.
That old pavilion out by the lake. Somehow you associate it with all this, don't you?
I could go out there. I could put an end to that, too. I could go out
there. Now, don't be hasty.
If it is all my imagination, I could put a stop to it.
Maybe, but at least someone should be with you. Now, I can't possibly get away
now. As you say, Doctor, I'm a person of strong will.
And the time to go out there is now. And if I have to, I can go alone.
Qué hermosa composición.
I don't want to get turned down again. I was thinking asking you out to dinner.
I stopped for a bite to eat on the way in. Anyway, I had to practice at the church this
week. Look, talk about a fight. Take you up that wood, go someplace, dance or something.
I'm sorry. I'm not much for dancing.
Hey, you mind if I ask you a question?
I won't know until I hear it.
What, are you afraid of men?
No, I'm not afraid of men.
Well, you seem sort of cold. This morning when I brought you the coffee, friendly.
This morning I needed company.
Well, maybe you'll need company tonight. Better than walking home alone.
Yes, it is. I should be finished around 9. Will that be all right?
That's okay by me. Hey, see you in church.
Está cuestionando la realidad.
Sí.
Se está perdiendo mucho. Creo que no fue muy bueno el café con whisky por la mañana. Te volví un poco loco. ¿No salió con el audio?
For you and your lack of soul. This organ, the music of this church, these things have meaning and significance to us. I assume they did to you. But without this awareness, I'm afraid you cannot be our organist. In conscience, I must ask you to resign.
does not mean that I am abandoning you, nor should you turn your back on the church. There is help here, and I urge you to accept it.
Hi there. I've been waiting an awful long time for you. My car's just over there. I know just the right place to go. Drink either?
Not really.
Not really. How else is there if you don't drink really? Answer me that. Now me, I not only drink really, I really drink. What's the matter? Do you like the music either?
I like it fine.
You don't like it. You don't like to dance and you don't like to drink. You don't like for a man to hold you close. That's it, isn't it?
I didn't say that.
You haven't said anything all evening. Why don't I go play that song again? You like it so much.
Hey, Johnny. Who's the doll?
Nobody you know, Chip.
Oh, come on now. You've been holding out on me. That's not the kind of pig you usually drag around.
You quit licking your chops. She's out of your class.
You want to bet?
Lay off, huh? I got something on the stove there, man.
Well, listen, I'll help you put it over.
I don't want her to think I even know creeps like you.
Good luck.
Meet someone you know?
Yeah. He's a college fella. Tell me about this girl wanting to meet me. Wanted me to meet her.
What'd you tell him?
Well, I said, how could I? You're my date, you know. Said you, didn't seem to enjoy my company much.
That's not true. I really appreciate you taking me out this evening. I've had a miserable night, if you haven't.
Forget it. Come on, here. Join the party. Drink up. Look, I paid good money for that stuff. It ain't poison.
I'm sorry if I annoy you.
You know, I don't get you. First you stand me off. Well, that's okay. That's class. Figure you got something, you're just holding back. Now, everything I say is okay. You're a mouse.
Yesterday, I didn't care. Tonight, I want to be with you.
Me or just with anybody?
With you.
Why don't you fall out, But maybe you want to be alone, huh? I'll be alone.
No,
that's what you want.
I like being with you. Really, I do.
Ojalá sea la primera víctima. Ojalá sea la primera víctima. ¿Era más romántico antes? No, eran así.
You know my rules, only a couple of feet from yours. Ain't likely to get very far from me, are you?
Remember the
old girl in the back of the house. She won't hear nothing. Honey, you don't want to go in there all by yourself, do you? Dark and it's lonely in there. You don't have to be alone tonight. They come in a while, let me stay with you, huh? Look, you don't want to be alone, do you?
No. Sorry.
Oh, look, honey. I can't. You ask me and you like me a little, huh?
Get mixed up with some girl who's off her rocker.
You find out, Doctor?
Not very much, I'm afraid.
I'm sure glad you just happened around. I was going to call somebody, but I was afraid to have to pay the bill.
I came on purpose. I've been thinking about her.
Dios mío.
Left my office yesterday. What's she been up to?
A ver cómo se despide.
Only the devil knows that. I heard her moving things all around that room all night. Never heard such goings on. And she wouldn't let me in her room this morning.
She's a strange one. She absolutely refuses my help. I can't say that I blame her. There's something about her that completely baffles me. I've urged her to call upon me if she feels she needs help, and I hope she will.
I can't let her stay in this house.
You won't have to worry about that. She's determined to leave the city, and she wants to get away as soon as possible.
I hope she does leave.
I hope she can.
Decided to leave, did you? Where are you going? I can't refund none of your week's rest when you go off like that.
Oh.
Va a enchufar el auto al GTA.
You like to get out?
Yeah, I just sit here.
Sure. Suit yourself. No fue. Es difícil hacer eso. No. Algo ha pasado.
When is the next bus leave? I must get on it. Get away from here.
Oh.
please. Wait, please. Let me in. You've got to let me in. I've got to run it. Wait, I've got to get away from here. Please. Will you help me? I need your help. Just a moment, please.
¿El mismo árbol? ¿La misma escena? ¿Y los mismos pájaros?
Sí, es como recursiva en eso.
¿Un bucle? ¿Despertó el auto suspendido?
No sé, se voló con el plato.
Ni siquiera que subió el auto. Ah, de verdad tiene transmisión buena. ¿O no? Le arregló el auto y se fue sin pagar. ¡Ay, pedazo de Zoom! Qué buen detalle que solamente hay un rastro de pie de una persona que caminó ahí.
Ahí le hacen énfasis por si alguien no se ve.
¿Ah, no?
Sí, pues. Se acaban de hacer énfasis en que es algo
así.
Todo su culpa se ve oscura.
Sí. Se rebaló oscura.
Trató de sacrilegio en vez de contenerla. Se la encontró muy vieja.
Un poquito muy maduro pasó justo. Vaya. Es una de las películas más locas que he visto.
Debo decir que me ha gustado más hasta el momento de todo este momento.
Sí, inclusive.
Superó
a sí. Comentarios, ¿qué tal la parte que les gustó la película?
Me gustó en general.
Quedé
con
las dudas
si el tipo
de interés que buscar ahí los
créditos. Me gustó el juego.
Eso no fue predecible
desde el principio.
Señor Chamalán, usted no es original. Sé que escupe este programa. ¿Usted, Benjo?
Una experiencia totalmente rara. El que haya modificar toda la realidad, que todo haya sido como un sueño en algún momento, dejó loco.
¿Le gustó que fuera todo onírico?
Hermoso, hermoso. Concepto bastante poco visto en la actualidad.
No, de hecho, esto es base.
¿No? Es base.
Para todas las secuencias de sueño.
Bueno, no he visto casi nada. Concepto. ¿Cuántas películas hay así?
Sí, Universal está de mundo.
Qué buena experiencia. Sí.
Y lo mejor es que deja como la metáfora. Pues. Está como. Por ejemplo, para mí la metáfora es la culpa. En este caso, la culpa del sobreviviente.
Que es lo único que vivió. Y se murió.
Se murió para completar la circuito. Sí. Bacán, bacán. Así que. Bueno, invitar a todas las personas que nos acompañaron en vivo y que van a ver este programa más adelante, que pongan ahí, se suscriban, pongan la campanita, el dedito arriba, todas las cuestiones, tanto en Facebook, Instagram, en YouTube y en todas las redes que tenemos para nosotros. Y esperamos la próxima semana tener un estreno nuevo. Sí.
¿Algún adelanto de qué podría ser?
Un año después de
que dice. Un año después. Es un proyecto que lleva un año en el refrigerado.
Es un proceso de producción muy bien.
Sí, y por fin la próxima semana, si todo sale bien, va a ver la luz. Ya lo anunciamos en la página de Facebook. La próxima semana debería estrenar El Coliseo. ¿Y de qué se va a tratar El Coliseo?
Del Coliseo.
Sí. Así que ya la próxima semana vamos a estar avisando qué día va a salir. Y pero invitar a que sigan en todas nuestras redes sociales, en Facebook, Twitter e Instagram, y en plataformas de audio y video en Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Evo, YouTube y demás. Eso ha sido todo por el día de hoy. Nos vemos en breve. ¡Show!
Lugares que hablan.